Reporter Suki Kim rightly notes that the experience for Cubans seeking to come to America is radically different from other refugees or migrants, which complicates Marco Rubio's attempt to court Latino voters. Cubans, because of the Cold War history between the two nations, can basically show up in the United States to get citizenship, which was the case for Marco Rubio's Cuban family. Yet as Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio has filed bills restricting entry into the U.S. for other people who claim they are escaping political persecution. In 2015, over 40,000 Cubans entered the U.S. through land ports, according to Pew Research. The preferred route, fly to Ecuador, where visas aren't required, then travel north through Central America, landing at the U.S.-Mexico border. They can also get financial assistance, and after a year, they can apply for a green card. The system has always been something of a sore point among other people of Latin America seeking to work and live in the USA. Joining us to talk about it all is Jeff Thayil, the program director at the Washington Office on Latin America. Jeff, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So, first of all, the spike in entrance from Cuba, what do you think accounts for that?
Well, I think there are really two things going on. On the one side, historically, Cubans traveled by sea. They traveled through the Florida Straits to the U.S. Starting in 2013, the Cuban government let people leave legally without any special requirements, without an exit visa. And so large numbers of people started being able to travel freely, and they started heading, as you mentioned in your intro, to Ecuador and then heading up from there to the U.S. So that's the one side. The other side is, I think, as diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States move ahead, many people fear that the special status Cubans get will end soon, and it's likely in the next 2 or 3 years that it will. And so they're trying to get here before that, and so we've seen the spike.
Would you say that the attempts by both candidate Cruz and Marco Rubio as Cuban-Americans, having used this pathway to get into the United States and how radically it differs from other pathways to get into the U.S., that it complicates their attempt to speak for other Latinos?
Yes, I think it does. I mean, right now, we're in this moment where we've seen this influx of Central American families and children, right? And they are in large numbers fleeing community-level violence as well as lack of opportunity. And we've been holding them at the border. We've been detaining people. We recently have been deporting people who are being returned to violent situations in Central America. And meantime, we're welcoming Cubans with open arms. And I certainly think we ought to treat immigrants, all immigrants, humanely. But there's a pretty stark contrast there in the fact that Senator Rubio and Senator Cruz are on the side of deporting Central Americans and building a wall and restricting border entry when they and many of their kin have taken advantage of a special privilege in the system. It does make it difficult for them to make their case, I think.
And the scene that I described at the U.S.-Mexico border, where the protocol is pretty simple for Cubans, it suggests that there are actual scenes of, you know, huge lines for other Latin American nationals coming into the U.S. that Cubans basically wander to the front of the line and go by families who may be spending days in a line waiting to just even get a no from an official. Is that a realistic scene?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly, physically people are lined up. I mean, border agents interview people as they come in, as they cross the border, either to legal frontier or as they're picked up by the border patrol. Cubans go through a set of questions and then are given a work permit and, you know, as you said, a temporary visa. Other immigrants, including especially Central Americans right now, are questioned and generally detained if they don't have a visa and processed, either released to a family or held prior to getting a deportation hearing. So it's a starkly different situation.
Jeff Thayil is program director at the Washington Office on Latin America. He currently directs the Cuba program in that organization. Jeff, thank you so much.
Sure. Happy to be here.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.